The COVID-19 vaccine has been touted as the light at the end of the tunnel for the pandemic, but for that to be true, people have to actually take it. And so far, the vaccination distribution has been slow, and part of the problem is some don't want to take it. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska explains.
Right when the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine was approved, the federal government started shipping boxes to states, and the Moderna vaccine was only a week behind. Since then, Wyoming has received over 25,000 doses, but only 35% of those have been administered as of January 7th.
You can't just open the box and hand out and say, here's your vaccine. There are a lot of unique challenges.
That's the Wyoming Department of Health's Kim Detai. She says there are lots of logistics that are slowing the progress of getting that shot in the arm. Vaccines arrived during the holidays when many healthcare providers were off or with their families. And both vaccines require different storage methods. And then, of course, there's the scheduling of appointments.
The little bottle that has a certain number of doses in it, you want to be sure you're not just opening it for one person. You've got to do some planning and scheduling so that nothing is wasted. We don't want to waste that important resource.
And all of those logistics have been left up to the state and local health departments to figure out without federal guidelines. Detai says that's the right move because counties understand their communities better. But Natrona County Public Health Officer Dr. Mark Dowell disagrees.
If we had had a national plan, we would have a very easy footprint to follow, but we don't. And this has been a nightmare.
Dowell, who is also an infectious disease specialist, says the Natrona County Health Department is overwhelmed by trying to figure out how to schedule and get the vaccine out to people.
Which is eating up tremendous employee time and energy and burning people out because we have to figure out what to do instead of having a national program.
But even with this challenge, Dowell is optimistic that the vaccine is here so society can hopefully return back to some kind of new normal. However, a new problem has arisen.
What's disturbing is some physicians in their offices are not willing to take the vaccine and telling their patients not to get it.
Roughly 50% of the priority 1A groups in Natrona County are declining the vaccine. The majority of this group are medical professionals. Dowell says this isn't helping people feel confident about taking the vaccine.
To me, that is the antithesis of why you became a healthcare provider and what you're supposed to do to educate your patients and look out for their well-being and do the best thing for them.
Things are even worse in Campbell County, where as of this week, only 27% of the priority 1A group has taken the vaccine there. Jane Glosser with the Campbell County Public Health Department says she's not sure why there has been such opposition.
We are working with medical providers to get information out regarding the vaccine, the development, making sure that they have all the most current information to make everybody as comfortable as possible to encourage them to take the vaccine.
Both Glosser and Dowell are not losing hope. As they continue down the priority groups, they believe more people will take it.
As, you know, other frontline workers and other populations are able to get the vaccine, that will be a demonstration to other people in the community that, oh, this is, you know, it works. They're not getting sick. You know, nothing happened to them. They didn't grow a third eye.
So both communities are chugging along, reaching out to people that are first in line and preparing to distribute the vaccine through the county so others can access it.
We want to go as much as possible to those facilities and agencies to help, you know, make it easier and less stressful on the employees.
The hope is that if people take the vaccine, society will soon return back to some kind of normal. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.